Welcome to Sophisticated Property Investing, a podcast brought to you by Ethical Property Partners. New full-length episodes released every Thursday, but here's a quick caffeine cast.
Hi, I'm Frank Flegg, founder of Ethical Property Partners. What you're about to hear is actually audio from one of my YouTube videos. As well as the weekly deep dive podcast that's released every Thursday and the quick caffeine cast in between, there's also loads of content over on YouTube. So if you're not subscribed to our channel, but you want to see even more tips and advice for your sophisticated property investing, just search YouTube for Ethical Property Partners. See you over there.
Hey guys, Frank Flegg here from Ethical Property Partners. And today I'm coming to you from Pride Park Stadium, where we are tomorrow running our first live event for the last 18 months. There's the room all set up. And today's episode is all about mindset, the mindset of doing something that's hard. And I've done countless of these. I've been running EPP for best part of 5 years. So I've run one of these every month for that time. So what's that, 60 of these, plus all the seminars and everything else. But here's the thing, it doesn't make you immune to nerves. It doesn't make you immune to feeling a bit unsure of yourself. And that's what I want to talk to you in today's episode. I want to talk to you about the psychology of running your sophisticated property investing business. I've just had a meeting with my senior team. We've laid out the room. We know our agenda for tomorrow. We've got less people than normal because people are self-isolating, don't want to travel, etc. But I think we've got 20, 25 people in the room tomorrow to rebuild our EPP community, to start meeting face to face and to start that process of building trust, getting to know one another better, doing joint ventures with one another, etc. But what I want to talk to you about in this episode is the psychology of imposter syndrome, as they call it, or I think it's more having a crisis of confidence. And I'll be honest with you, we're about to have a social now. We're going out. I think there's 20 odd of us going out for dinner together. And I'm nervous. I'm nervous about this event. I've got to stand just there. Got to stand up there for 8 hours straight tomorrow, 10 till 6. We run our events. People are going to ask questions. They're going to expect our high level of events. And we've not run one for 18 months. Will I be able to answer all their questions? Will they all turn up? Silly little things that crop up in your mind. And I talked about it before, your script is that little voice in the back of your head that says all the negative stuff. You know, not everyone will turn up, Frank. What happens if only 5 people turn up? What happens if people don't enjoy it as much as they did? Like partners and members have been saying for the last year, oh, we can't wait to get back in a room and be face to face. Well, that's pretty high expectations. What if it's not? What if the reality isn't as great for them? What if they say, actually, we're not as fussed about meeting face to face? Can we go back to Zoom? It's our first ever hybrid event. So we've got Zoom as well. So we've got people on Zoom that are self-isolating and unable to travel. And we've got our partners in the room as well. And how do you overcome it? Whatever it is, it might not be running an event for you, but it might be going to meet a vendor, or it might be making an offer with an estate agent. It might be actually exchanging contracts on a deal. Whatever it is, signing on the dotted line. Whatever it is, how do you get from the position of being fearful to actually taking action? And Brian Tracy says that successful people do what needs to be done and unsuccessful people do what they feel like doing. And when you think about that right now, I'll be completely honest with you. Don't tell the partners. No, I'll tell them tomorrow, don't worry. But I don't feel like running this event tomorrow. It's scary, it's intimidating. There's 20 people, they've paid a lot of money to be in the room and I've got to deliver value to them. It's the same when you're sat in front of a vendor and you know that vendor has a problem. You need to, they're putting their trust in you to solve their problem. That places expectation on you, it places responsibility on you. These people are traveling all from all across the UK tomorrow to get value from me and my team. We have to deliver that value, and it's the same in anything you do. As you know, I've just been traveling for 2 months, and this last week have been in self-isolation for 10 days. And at the start of that, even though I was massively jet-lagged, not able to get to sleep before about 4 or 5 a.m., really tired, really jet-lagged, I had to sit down in the office and do my normal Monday of meetings. I flew in on a Thursday, had Friday, Saturday, Sunday to recover. And then Monday, I had my normal day of meetings. I have 13 meetings with my team, different team members on a Monday morning. On a Monday throughout the day, be a busy morning. And I didn't feel up to it. Our comfort zones are continually shrinking unless we're growing them. Unless you're putting yourself outside of your comfort zone is getting smaller. And so when I was traveling, I wasn't having as many team meetings. I wasn't doing as much of the routine work as I normally do. And so my comfort zone in those areas gets smaller. When I walk into this restaurant in a few minutes and meet the team or meet all the partners, I'll be nervous. I'll have little butterflies in my stomach. Now, probably so will everyone else because we're not used to meeting 20 people. Don't worry, it's all socially distanced. It's outside, etc. So it's allowed. We're not breaking any rules. But my point is, we all get that fear. And there's a very famous book, Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. And it is exactly that. It's about being fearful, being okay with the fear. That's what Richard Wilkins talks about with our script, that little voice on your shoulder, being okay with it, knowing that that voice is always gonna be there. That voice that tells you you can't do something, that voice that tells you that you're not good enough, that other people deserve success, but you don't deserve it, that other people achieve things, but you're not going to achieve them. Hearing that voice, and still doing what Brian Tracy says and Jim Rohn say needs to be done, doing what needs to be done in order to be successful. And so I just wanted to be vulnerable with you guys, you know, loyal subscribers to our YouTube channel. We sometimes put our mentors and leaders in our industry on a pedestal and think that they don't have the same problems, crises of conscience, the same doubts and fears that we have. But actually, in my experience, when you get to know people, they absolutely do. And unfortunately, I think, especially for men, strangely, there's this society pressure to put on a brave face. In fact, one of my team just said, when someone phones me and asks me how I'm doing, do they mean, how are you really feeling? Or do they mean, nice to see you, let's get down to business? In which case, you know, if it's the first one, I'll talk for 10 minutes about the difficulties I'm having at the moment. And if it's the latter, I'll say, yeah, all good, and then get down to business. And it's that, isn't it? I think society tells us that when someone asks you, how are you, they don't really want to hear how you are. They're just saying hello. And in that kind of a society where we're told to put on a brave face, where we're told to just man up and, you know, be brave and push yourself out there, it's very hard to be vulnerable. And I think within this community, EPP community, that's one of our strengths. One of our strengths is being real with each other, is being honest with one another. One of the guys was asking me about how I found traveling. And so we lived in 8 different places in 9 weeks. And we were homeschooling the kids. That's the royal we. My wife was homeschooling the 2 boys. And we found it challenging. She found it challenging. I found it challenging. The kids found it challenging. And yet when we get back, and we've been back, as I say, 10 days now, people's perception is that we've been on holiday for 2 months, which wasn't the case. We were working just like we normally do, slightly different ways, but working nonetheless. It wasn't a holiday. And it was really challenging at times. Little things like, where's the supermarket? Where is, you know, oh, let's not go to the supermarket. Let's eat out. Okay, which restaurant should we go to? What utensils do you have in the kitchen? Because you've not cooked in the kitchen before. Or if you are going to the supermarket, what's the rules? We'd just flown. And one day I said, I'm gonna go shopping. Who wants to come shopping with me? And my eldest son, Frank Jr., said, yeah, I'll come shopping with you, Dad. And we walked about 25, 30 minutes to find this supermarket and got there. And obviously we had our masks and we knew about that and we started sterilizing our hands. And the security guard said in Spanish, I'm sorry, but your son can't come in. And I said, why not? And he said, look, and there's this sign above the door. This is a Walmart in Mexico. And he said, under 12s aren't allowed in. And I hadn't seen the sign and I didn't know that rule. And so that was quite stressful. My son had to, I said, well, what can I do? I need shopping. And my son's 9. And they said, no, he can sit here with us. And so he did, bless him. He sat next to this security guard while I did a big shop. He fell asleep next to this sliding door. Like I said, every 20 seconds, his sliding doors opening, closing. And this security guard kept an eye on him. But that's not the truth that I think a lot of people want to hear. A lot of people want to hear, yeah, you had a good trip. Great, had a good trip. So let's get down to business. It's sometimes seen as weak, I think, to give the negative detail, to share what's going on that's hard, that's not going to plan, that's a challenge for us. But if all we do is put on, and this is what we talk about in this environment, if all we do is, that's the coffee maker getting hot for coffee. If all we do is put on this fake face, and you see this a lot on social media, you know, look how amazing my life is. And we saw it while we were traveling, actually. People were more worried about getting their selfies. You know, they'd sit like this and pout their lips and, oh, just move a bit of sand and, oh, let me just adjust my, oh, need to turn slightly. And they'd spend like 20 minutes getting the perfect selfie and just to put up on social media. And it's not reality, is it? And so we talk in the EPP about being real with one another and talking about our successes without hiding our light under a bush, as we say, you know, so being proud of our accomplishments and celebrating our wins. But at the same time, we talk about sharing our struggles and sharing our challenges, because it's only by sharing those that others will feel better about themselves and others will be able to help us. That's the other thing. There's two aspects to that. The one is, if everyone pretends everything's great and it's not great for me, I feel really low and really, really rubbish and disempowering for me. And similarly, if I can't share the challenges that I have, others don't know to help me. And we have a philosophy of one hand up. So one hand up, I'm being helped, but also one hand down, I'm helping someone else. And if everyone does that, the whole partnership improves. Everyone performs at a higher level. And so if you are feeling low, if you are lacking in confidence, and in changeable times, this happens a lot. So when the rules change in a few weeks' time, or it's less than that, actually, I think the rules are changing in a week's time. So by the time you are watching this, the rules have probably just changed. So now you can go to concerts, and you can go to arenas and musical festivals and stuff. That will be a bit scary for some of you. Similarly, going to networking events might be scary. Meeting with vendors, anything you do that you're not doing day in, day out, becomes scary. My son went to school for the first time in 10 and a half weeks today, and his peers have been going to school every day for that 10 and a half weeks. There was a 1 week holiday. So he was nervous. He was excited, but he was nervous. Now he doesn't have a choice. He has to go to school. So there's not a lot of internal dilemma for him, but we do have a choice. It's one of the brilliant things about being an adult. We get to choose who we spend time with. We get to choose what work we do. We get to choose where we travel. We get to choose what we eat, what we wear, when we sleep, everything. But with that comes stress, with that comes responsibility, and doing what needs to be done rather than what we feel like doing can be a real challenge. So I just wanted to share that with you guys. This is me being vulnerable about how I feel about this event. It's intimidating. That said, tomorrow night at the end of it, I bet I feel amazing. I bet I feel great when I'm shaking people's hands, if I'm allowed to, and saying goodbye, and they're traveling to the four corners of the UK. So if you are struggling with an aspect of your business, don't be embarrassed. Don't beat yourself up. Be okay with it. Be gentle with yourself. And if we can help you with that, if we can help you with your journey, if we can help you with a specific problem or specific aspect of your sophisticated property business, don't hesitate to get in touch. If you enjoy these episodes and would like to know when they come out, then hit the notification bell. If you would be so kind as to subscribe, that'd be fantastic. And if you are in a position where you know other people that will benefit from this particular episode, then please do share it. It will help us to grow the channel. In the meantime, happy investing.
That was audio taken from our YouTube channel. For more sophisticated property investing tactics, just search YouTube for Ethical Property Partners and listen out for our full-length podcast released every Thursday.